Is that what they call it, Jones? But it's not exactly the same.
Yeah.
It's like probably the difference between a dog and a coyote or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, a tadpole usually grows up to become...
a frog.
Okay. And, have you ever heard of a fish spelled C-R-A-P-P-I-E?
Crap.
Yeah.
I think I have, yeah.
My uncle pronounced it crappie, but...
Well, I that's probably the right pronunciation, because I hardly even remember hearing about it, but I have heard of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever eaten it or not. Okay, how about the small seafood that is pink after you've cooked it and you have to devein it?
Oh, shrimp.
Yes. All right. How about some weather things? I remember this as a girl. You'd wake up early in the morning and it was so white, you couldn't see your hand in front of your face just about.
Oh, fog?
Yeah.
Yeah, we get fog up here. It's a different kind though than at the beach. It's more like a, I don't know what they call it. They have a meadow fog and an ocean fog, and I don't know what the fog from the foothills is.
Foothill fog. Yeah, it's thinner. I know at the beach sometimes it can be dangerous, but I think that in past decades, it was much worse.
Well, I remember in Newport Beach hearing the fog horn once in a while, yeah.
All right, how about a particular bad windstorm? What are those called?
Well, there's been a lot of names for those.
The local.
Well, that would be a hurricane. Mm-hmm. A bad windstorm would be a hurricane.
And how about those hot, dry ones that...
Oh, Scirocco.
Yeah.
That's the desert. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hot, dry ones. Santa Ana's.
There you go. Sorry. Okay, and to you, is there a difference between a tornado and a cyclone?
A difference between a tornado and a cyclone? Well, a tornado is like a funnel that hits the prairie areas mostly. A cyclone, I think that's like, God, I don't know, what is a cyclone? Like a... cyclone. A hurricane is at sea, isn't it? Is a cyclone at sea? No, I think a cyclone is like a hurricane, but I don't know whether it has a funnel.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an eddy, a swirling thing or something.
I don't know either, so.
So maybe you knew.
Okay, and the extremes in temperatures, the hottest you ever remember it being.
Well, I guess the hottest I would ever remember it being is, I don't know the exact temperatures, but I know that when I lived in Highland Park and Temple City, it got really hot there sometimes. So I'd say probably in the upper 90s. And the coldest I remember is, probably around 30 degrees maybe, because it just doesn't get that really cold in Southern California.
No. And it'll hail when that happens, but that's so rare.
You mean the coldest I ever remembered being here in my area, or ever traveling across the country?
No, just locally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And what is that thing that you get when it's so cold that sometimes damage happens to your nose and tips of your fingers?
Oh, frostbite.